Hey everybody, this is Dr. John Schinnerer with the Evolved Caveman podcast and now the Global Positive News Network. And when Christy introduced me, I mentioned that there's a framework for a happy, thriving, positive life. And it has four foundational pillars, all having to do with relationships. Relationship to self, others, work, and something larger than yourself. And today I wanted to touch briefly on your relationship to yourself. So if you want a happy, thriving life, we have to get off of autopilot. We spend so much of our time in automatic pilot where we're just going through the motions. We are truly creatures of habit. And one of the things that we need to do is get more aware and spend more time in the present moment. So there's a framework here that will help you do just this. So if you can see that, obviously you're familiar with past, present, and future. It took a really smart guy at Stanford, Philip Zimbardo, to add positive and negative to that. So this I use as a simple framework to overlay on your mind to ask yourself, where is my mind trying to take me? Because after doing this work in psychology for the last 25 plus years, I don't think of myself as my mind anymore. I see myself as that which is looking down on my mind going, oh, there's my mind trying to tell me I'm a moron again. Well, I've seen that before. I'm just going to let it go now. And interesting side note, my mind was still telling me I was a dumbass even after I had a PhD from Cal in psychology. So the thoughts just keep coming. You can't stop the thoughts from coming. You can change how you relate to the thoughts. And so that's kind of what I wanted to touch on today in our few minutes together. But ask yourself, where is my mind trying to take me? Is it trying to take me to the negative past? Where we know when we sit and spin on mistakes we've made or injustices done to us, that that leads to more depression and sadness and regret. We know that we spend more time in the negative present, that's being pessimistic and looking for and finding the worst in situations and people around you. And the worst, the negative, is there in everyone because we're human, we're not perfect. Is your mind trying to take you to a negative future? The bad things that might happen. And the interesting part about this is there's studies that have been done that show that 85% of what we worry about, the outcome is actually far more positive than as we saw it in our minds. So the negative future is all about stress, dread, worry, and anxiety. So if you want to reduce the amount of time you spend in anxiety, worry, stress, and dread, be aware of where your mind is trying to take you, and you can train your mind over time to spend less time there. Now, on the flip side, on the positive side, how much time are you spending in the positive past? How much time are you spending in a positive present, where that's a realistically optimistic approach or interpretation of what's going on around you? And how much time do you spend in a positive future? Because we know from research that the more time you spend on the upper half of this chart in positive past, present, and future, the happier and more satisfied with life you're going to be. It truly is a matter of thinking makes it so. Now, there's other factors as well, but we know even from there's individuals living in the slums of Calcutta, India, that are quite happy, living in a house with three walls and a roof, that are going to work for pennies an hour. But because they've practiced so much gratitude, they've really learned how to be happy and content with what they have. Now, that's not the goal necessarily, but it does show it's possible. So keep tuning in for more tips. This is just the very beginning because it all starts with awareness. Unless you're aware of your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions, you cannot begin to change them. So practice being aware, practice asking yourself, where's my mind trying to take me? And we'll take it from there. This is Dr. John with the Evolved Caveman podcast. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.